Hello, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I had called in a few days ago, because I had a charge on my account for 67 and some odd change, and the guy gave me a confirmation number, which I don't have, and he said he would cancel the, I guess it's a subscription, which I did not even give permission for, and he didn't cancel it. It went through, and it went through my bank account. And I was still charged. Even though my bank took it off of pending, you guys put it through again.
What's your zip code?
91763.
Your first and last name?
George Gomez.
I'm sorry, what's the first name, sir?
George.
Can you verify your address for me?
5634 Alameda Street, Montclair, California.
Give me one moment, please. Your order is loading for me. Please continue holding.
Excuse me?
Your account is loading for me. Please continue holding.
Okay.
Okay, I see that you ordered the tactical bag. And you pay $5.74 for shipping?
Yes, but I didn't order a tactical bag. It was supposed to be for free. I took a survey, and the survey said pick one of these items for free, and all you got to pay is shipping and handling.
Okay, did you read the full disclaimer? When you place that order on the tactical bag, it advises you that you're also enrolling into the monthly membership where you'll be charged
Yeah,
the
no, I don't.
$67.32.
No, I didn't, and I called as soon as I seen it, and the guy said he canceled it though.
Now he did
I have
cancel
a.
the account for you, so that stops any recurring charges.
Yeah, but I don't want this reoccurring charge. I don't want this charge at all.
Now that charge had already posted when you called in.
It was pending. Yes,
You said your
he
bank
could have
took it
took it
off
off because
pending.
I. What? And my
You
bank
mentioned
took it
that your
off
bank took it
pending.
off pending.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Okay. And then you were recharged.
Yes.
Okay, so what it sounds like is when your bank took it off pending, we actually contacted your bank and provided them a copy of those terms and conditions where they then decided that yes, in fact, it was ordered and the terms were provided to you. So it sounds like the bank charged you that they put that back on the account because they do see where when you placed that order, if the terms were read, you did agree and consent that you gave your authorization to charge that car for that price.
That's some bullshit. I didn't you it said to take a survey and that you get a bag for free. It didn't say anywhere that out of that I'm applying for a membership. And the guy that I spoke to said he was going to take the charge off. He didn't say he was canceling only the subscription. He said he was taking the charge off. And I know that it's possible because it's happened. I've done this before. I have a company right now that's reimbursing me $199. It's already posted, but they said give them 7 to 10 days and it'll come off. So.
Okay, I'm so very sorry for the misunderstanding, sir. you're more than welcome to give us a call back with your bank on the line with you so that we can try and get this rectified. But we have provided documentation to your bank where the charge was processed and the order was placed. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding this may have caused you.
That's sneaky. That's like being, okay, you know what? I'll pay for it, but you work for a sneaky, illegitimate company. Bye.